There are Republican primaries in 32 assembly districts next week, compared to just 12 Democratic primaries. Some of the Republican districts have several candidates. Six GOP hopefuls are seeking an open seat near Delavan. State Republican Party spokesman Andrew Wellhouse says many are first-time candidates who've decided they can't just sit on the sidelines.
I think that's a clear sign that people are fired up for a change in Washington and in Madison.
Many of the primaries are in safe Republican seats, but others are for seats that could go either way. That's where Democrats say Republicans could be hurt by a primary fight. Nicole Caruso is the executive director of the Assembly Democratic Campaign Committee.
In a lot of the races that they are targeting, saying that these are really their best opportunities for pickups, they don't know who their candidate's going to be.
Caruso says it forces Republicans to spend down their campaign funds against each other and opens up the possibility that the weaker candidate could win. Regardless of who emerges, she says the Republican is likely to face a Democrat who's been focusing on the general election from day one.
They like to talk about the enthusiasm, but really it just shows kind of disorganization and a lot of unknowns that are awaiting them on September 15th, the day after the primary.
Caruso says it's a lesson Democrats learned after the 2008 elections, where in some swing districts, the primary victor went on to lose a close race in the general election. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.